The heart and soul of the Norwegian house builder, I believe, is the axe. This is a broad axe. It's a modern form of broad axe, but it's used to take off a layer of wood on the side or anywhere that you need to remove wood. This is another broad axe. These two are Swedish, making of Swedish origin. This is two axes that I bought while I was studying in Norway. This is called a Litbila, which is means a light axe. And this is a Storbila, which means a large axe. And it may seem like you really do a lot of work with this one, but actually what you mostly do is trimming. You're just taking small shavings off to finish a joint. This is where you start a joint, like a corner joint. These are for corner joints. You start it with this and you remove most of the material that way, and then you finish it with this. The broad axe is for taking off material off the sides so that you have a straight side for your log wall. This is, I think, a really favorite tool. It's in Norway, they're called a stick axe. There's no real term for this in English framing. It's they call it a mortise axe or a slick, but actually it has its own origins and character based upon German, Norwegian, and actually French. This is a French stick axe. It's for trimming a joint. So I prize it. I got it at a tool sale. You can't buy these commercially. Finally, this is a favorite too. This is essentially a big chisel. It's used for taking the bark off. So when you have a log that you want to process, the first thing you have to do is take the bark off. So you can examine the log to make sure it's sound and the insects haven't damaged it. And then also when its bark is off, you can chalk lines and you can mark it so that you can then process that log. I've been collecting tools, as you see these other tools here. I've been collecting tools for, I'd say, 30 years, 40 years. And now I have the pleasure of using them all. And I have a lot of fun doing that.